a North Bay woman, who achieved success in the business and sports world, passed away peacefully in her home surrounded by her family on Sunday, December 8 in Owen Sound. Faye Ellen Harshman, née Rose, was 86. Harshman was born in North Bay, and the youngest child in the family was raised on a farm in Rutherglen, outside North Bay. She always shared stories of her childhood days and life on the farm. For school, she attended a one-room schoolhouse where her mother was her teacher. She also attended a bilingual school in Bonfield. Her first job as a teenager was as a switchboard operator for Bell Canada. Later, she went on to be a switchboard operator for several private companies in the Toronto and North Bay areas, says her obituary. See the full obituary here. Faye used the adversity in her life as a springboard for greater accomplishments. Forging forward to become the first female franchisee of a Tim Hortons, and opening doors for women in an era that was unheard of. She was truly a trailblazer. She was a role model, encouraging and supporting other women to not let anyone or anything hold them back. "You go, girl," was her famous expression. There are countless stories of her helping others and giving them an opportunity in life to succeed. Her thoughtful actions of putting others first were always pure and humble. She never needed a reward or acknowledgement, nor did she ever forget her roots. She understood the power of doing the little things that made a big difference and having the influence to do the big things to help others on a greater scale. Harshman was also the owner, secretary, and treasurer of the OHL's Owen Sound attack. She was a driving force behind keeping the attack located in Owen Sound, ultimately becoming the first woman to be involved in the ownership of an OHL franchise. Faye was an active and valued partner in the Owen Sound attack ownership group, quietly lending her wisdom and guidance to the franchise through 25 years of growth. Faye's commitment to the organization was only outmatched by her commitment to the Grey Bruce community, where her involvement and philanthropy will be part of her legacy, says the attack website. In 1999, when local investors rallied to keep the Owen Sound Platers from leaving Grey Bruce, Faye stepped up, committing her resources, knowledge, and energy to the project, despite the fact that hockey was not really her first interest. But her community was, and she understood that the hockey club was in the community's blood and was a point of fierce pride. Faye became the first female owner in the Ontario Hockey League, a first that she had previously accomplished with her Tim Hortons franchise.